Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Shands HealthCast brought to you by Shands Healthcare, winner of the 2008 Governor's Sterling Award, Florida's highest honor for performance excellence. I'm your host, Garrett Hall, and today we're talking with Dr. Brian Prine, a primary care sports medicine specialist at the Shands Lakeshore Sports Medicine and Musculoskeletal Center in Lake City, Florida. If after listening to this HealthCast, you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment at Shands, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. Please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. Well, let's turn it over to Dr. Prine. Hello, doctor. Thanks for being with us today. I'm sure everyone in Lake City and the surrounding areas is glad you're practicing here. And tell us what drew you to sports medicine.
I chose sports medicine because I've always led an active lifestyle, whether it be sports or working on our family farm growing up. And I wanted to be able to help others to be able to do the same, whether it be at work or at play.
And I feel like I'm talking to an athlete in the prime of his life as I sit across from you. You look like you're in pretty good shape and are involved in athletics. And what are some of the sports you're interested in?
Well, I'm an avid water skier and wakeboarder. Actually used to do that somewhat at a tournament level. I played football in high school and was always active in intramural sports while I was in undergraduate at the university.
And where did you play your high school sports?
Went to Lafayette High School in rural North Florida and attended and played all of my sports there. So,
and now, doctor, talk to us about your training, where you went to medical school and beyond.
Well, my training began and ended at the University of Florida, starting out with my undergraduate degree in microbiology and cell science that I finished in 1998. Then went to medical school at the University of Florida and graduated there in 2004. I stayed there and completed a family medicine residency, which was 3 years, and completed that in 2007, and then stayed on for an additional fellowship year of training in sports medicine, which I finished in 2008. I'm currently boarded in family medicine and have a certificate of added qualifications in sports medicine.
And during your training, I know you had the chance to work with some world-renowned physicians and surgeons, some of the doctors who work with Gator Athletics, right?
While at the University of Florida during the sports medicine fellowship, I got the opportunity to work with some world-class physicians, including Dr. Indelicato, the head team physician at the University of Florida. The University of Florida gave me an opportunity to work on a perfect foundation of athletics and academics, working with the Gator athletes as well as some of the community athletes in the Alachua County area, including Santa Fe Community College.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Dr. Prine, if our listeners have a well-rounded idea of what sports medicine really is. I know I didn't have a really good idea before today. Why don't you define it for us? Tell us what sports medicine is, and does it apply only to athletes? What about the casual runner or the cyclist or the hobbyist?
Well, sports medicine is certainly taking care of athletes and taking care of a team, but it does really encompass much more than that. It's more of taking care of the active person, whether that be in recreational sports or exercise, or even those that have physical activity as part of their daily jobs. And sports medicine is really kind of getting people back out to doing the things that they love to do, whether it be at work or whether it be a specific recreational activity. It also involves sports performance. So not only getting people back to what they were doing at baseline, but being able to help them perform at the best of their ability.
And what are some of the most common injuries that you treat?
Well, common injuries in sports medicine vary depending on which sport you're covering. If you're covering soccer, your most common injury is an ankle sprain. If you're covering football, then your most common injuries are knee injuries. Certainly the most common injuries that we see and treat here are by and large shoulder and knee injuries. We do see our fair share of ankle and foot injuries as well, but the care here really encompasses the entire body, including neck, shoulders, hip, back, knees, ankles. It's really all soft tissue, bone, and joint.
Okay, so if somebody needs treatment from you at your clinic, they'd see you first, is my assumption, and then what? Talk about some of the specialists who surround you.
If someone needed treatment for an acute injury or a chronic nagging overuse type injury, then they would see me first. We would decide at that time whether or not an X-ray was indicated. If so, we would review those films and or other studies that would be needed, such as MRI or CT scan. And at that point, we could make a decision whether or not they could benefit from physical therapy or bracing, or in some situations they may need a surgery, in which at that time we would call on some of our surgical colleagues to try to come in and help manage their injury. And if a patient needs a surgical treatment, then they would be referred on at that time to my orthopedic surgical colleagues at the University of Florida.
You know, Dr. Prine, I've spent a lot of time in Lake City. I have many friends here. It's a wonderful community. The people here are warm and friendly. It's just a nice place to raise a family. What attracted you here?
Well, I came to Lake City. One reason is because I came from a small rural community in North Florida myself, out in rural Lafayette County. It's not too far from Lake City. I felt that I would be a good fit in this community because I've got some insight into the lives of the patient population here. You know, that can be an invaluable asset in the delivery of health care as a physician, because you really can be no better of a doctor than your patients are compliant with what you recommend. Part of being a physician is being an educator, and if you can be able to educate your patients on what's going on with their problem or whatever they've come in to see you for, then they're going to be that more compliant with the treatment plan, and you can kind of get on board and work on their problems as a team.
Mm-hmm. And do you work with the high school teams here in Columbia County? And talk about the joy you get from working outside the office in this community.
I'm working with two area high schools in the community. One is Columbia High School. The other is Fort White High School. And sports medicine certainly is one of the few areas in medicine that allows you to practice medicine outside of the office or a hospital setting. I think it's one of the things that's unique to sports medicine, and being able to take care of a team, I think, is an important part of the sports medicine field in general.
And so have you ever had an athlete you treated move on to play college or pro ball? And maybe we don't even have to go to that extreme necessarily. What does it do for you to see the athletes you treat get back onto the playing field?
Part of what I do is helping the athletes fulfill their dreams as young men and women. And it's interesting to see the high school athletes and how much pride that they take in what they can accomplish after hours out on the field. Sometimes it may be their only opportunity to be the hero. And it's a important part of what I do to be able to help them achieve that role. And, you know, they may never go further in their sports careers after high school, but occasionally you do see some athletes make a career out of it. And it's always nice to see that when these athletes continue to succeed and continue to excel, that you had a part in getting them there.
All right. That's great information, Dr. Prine. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Okay, listeners, sports medicine in Lake City. Dr. Prine and his colleagues are here and ready to serve you. Now, if you'd like to schedule an appointment, as we said at the top of this healthcast, with Dr. Prine or one of his colleagues in the SHAN system, please call our new patient appointment hotline toll-free at 866-931-1185. Well, that's all for now. This is Garrett Hall saying thanks for listening and take care. Thank you for listening to SHAN's Healthcast. SHAN's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to SHAN's Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. SHAN's Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. SHAN's includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shans.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all SHANS hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and SHANS, the science of hope.